It's Thursday, June 8th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Google and Salesforce shake up hybrid work, a deep dive into new return-to-office strategies and their implications. And human error continues to dominate cybersecurity challenges, some insights from NewSpire and Verizon. This is the Business of Tech. I've been trying to cut down on return-to-work stories. Then Google and Salesforce changed their policies, making the space worth discussing again. On Wednesday, Google told workers that they must comply with the 3-day requirement to show up in the office, or their non-attendance could show up on their performance reviews, according to a memo sent to employees by Google's chief people officer, obtained by the Washington Post. Salesforce is planning to donate $10 to local charities every day an employee comes into the offices from June 12th to 23rd, an initiative that Fortune first reported. Salesforce will also contribute to charity for each remote employee who attends a company event during this window. So let's look at the data. In May, 30% of U.S. employers were doing some structured hybrid plan where office workers come in a minimum number of days a week, with some businesses specifying which days to come in, according to a new data report called the Flex Index. In February, only 20% of firms were doing structured hybrid. Or this one, average building visits are back above their pre-pandemic baseline at 61%, according to the Real Estate Board of New York. The momentum has stalled, however. Among its key findings released earlier this month, the 61% mark is a notable increase from 51% during Q1 2022. But visitation rates have essentially plateaued since reaching a peak of 65% in mid-2022. Why do we care? The beatings will continue until morale improves. I'm skeptical that disciplinary action to drive employees into the office is a wise choice. When one reaches this point, you've already lost. This screams of desperation. It also screams avoidance, avoiding the actual work of embracing the changes to the business required to be effective. I get it, complicated problem. And just like the MSP data cited last week, everyone is looking for a magic solution. One doesn't exist. It's about hard work. I continue to like this challenge due to the consulting opportunities it affords. We like complex problems. From a new report from NewSpire, a Michigan-based MSP, the ever-evolving cybersecurity landscape and end-user error and education remain the biggest challenges for CISOs and IT decision-makers, with end-users accounting for much of their worries, specifically malware, ransomware, phishing, and cloud security breaches. Some stats from the report. 10% of CISOs and IT decision makers manage all their cybersecurity needs in-house. 3 in 5 CISOs or IT decision makers have seen their cybersecurity budgets increase this year, despite widespread concerns about a recession or economic slowdown. Verizon has released its annual data breach report, which is generally one of the most comprehensive rundowns of breaches and incidents in a one-year period. Nearly 3/4 of breaches involve humans doing something wrong, whether it was falling for a phishing email or errors or, less a made-up and more an insider threat, misusing their access to computer systems. That number generally fluctuates between about 74 and 80% annually. 83% of breaches involved external forces. Ransomware incidents held steady at 24% of breaches, Verizon found. It was, however, everywhere. 91% of industries had ransomware as one of the top issues they dealt with over the last 12 months. I also want to highlight a resource out from CISA this week, the Guide to Securing Remote Access Software. Specific guidance for MSPs and IT admins is included, and the list of private partners includes well-known names in the MSP space, including CNWR, ConnectWise, Huntress, and Enable. Why do we care? I'm going to zero in on the human element. Remember, trying to solve a human problem with technology is a recipe for disaster. More tools are not the solution, especially when the humans within the organization's walls are a risk factor. Keep that in mind as you iterate on your cybersecurity solutions. Are you fighting the constant problem of reconciling the billing of all the products and services that you sell? Imagine reconciling your billing with just a few clicks every month. No tab chaos, no revenue left on the table. Just getting paid for everything you do and without spending days to figure it out. And what if it was two-way and infinite connections with a single integration for MSPs and vendors? It can be done with Gradient Synthesize. Try it for free at meetgradient.com. Thanks for listening. Today, National Best Friends Day. So take a moment to appreciate yours. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.